We'll take questions for Coach. We'll start in the front right.
Ken Bulkey, Sinman.Vegas. There's a moment there in the second period where you put out the fourth line, there's a helmet issue, and then the first line comes out of for the Jets. And was there consideration of switching, or were you saying we're going with our fourth line because that's what we do?
No, we're going with our fourth line, and that's what we do. I mean, like I said, it's Bellmare, no sick kill penalties all the time. We both played a real good game. So, you know, they know when to change. You know, we got a plan there that when you get a chance to get off the ice against that line, you try and change. But for the most part, they were fine and comfortable. They had a tough shift, but that happens.
Front left, Nick.
Just wondered, how did Englund become the guy to represent your team to get the trophy?
You know what? He's been the guy all year since, you've seen the opening ceremony when he done the speech on the ice. October, what was our home game? October 10th, I think it was that the date. But, and he's been our go-to guy. And, we didn't make a big deal, but we talked about it just in case, we won today about the trophy. And, the guys, our team got together and said he's the guy. And that's the right choice. He's a good leader for us. He's a good character guy, been around a long time. And like I said, it wasn't a big deal. It was a big discussion. But
second row, Chang.
Chang Peng, Hockey Buzz. First, congratulations.
Thank you.
And when people talk about your team, they always talk about the offense. But tonight, you guys put in almost 60 minutes complete defensive efforts. Can you just talk about how well you guys played defensively tonight to stifle the Jets?
Yeah, no, I thought our game was excellent tonight. The biggest thing of our game tonight was the first 8 minutes of the hockey game. I thought we came out, and I think the shots were 7 or 8 to 1, somebody told me, and I thought we played real good, and that was real key for us starting out the game. The second half of that period, they took it to us pretty good, but again, when you're coming on the road, you're playing against a great team like Winnipeg, I thought that first 7 minutes was huge for our confidence.
Stay in the second row. Steve
Hart for the RJ. Your decision to play Reeves in the San Jose series and then keep him in the lineup, what made you believe he could deliver the way he did? Not only playing consistent, but playing smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've had him for 18 or 19 games at the trade deadline on, and he played, did his job well, he skated well, he forechecked well, and he makes people make quick plays against him. So there was no issue with playing him. I mean, the San Jose game was his first one, and he played an excellent game. And, we're playing a big Winnipeg team that's a heavy team, and they play hard and physical. And, he gave me no reason not to play him. And that's what I liked about him. He's a character guy. He's a leader guy. When he didn't play games, he wasn't sulking. He was the first guy in our locker room and getting ready when he was going to play, and he knew he was going to play sooner or later. So he's a big part of our group.
Left side, third row.
Chris Matthews with KLAS in Las Vegas. Coach, if you take your Western Conference champion hat off for a minute, you're just out there. I mean, what kind of experience is this for you just personally? I mean, taking this team to where it started to where it is now, and you're heading to the Stanley Cup final.
No, it's been an awesome ride so far. I mean, we've won 3 series. We're going to the Stanley Cup finals. But, again, this isn't what we want. We want to win, I mean, every team's got a chance to win now in the NHL. The teams are so close, so we're far from satisfied. We've got a big series to get ready for. We got I don't know how many days off to get ready for that series, but I'm glad we won today. We got some time off to get our players rested, and that's the biggest thing with us. We've had a lot of good breaks in between series, and our team comes back pretty healthy and ready to go. So far it's worked for us really well, and like I said, it's great to win tonight, and it's great to be the Western Conference Championship, but that's not what we're here for.
Front right, Pierre.
Coach, when you're watching that Winnipeg-Nashville video to prepare for this series, what do you feel was the most important thing in your mind that you can share now that the series is over that you had to do?
Well, I think them playing 7 games was huge for our group because we had a rest of time, and you knew whichever team was going to get past that series. They had to battle against a very good team, and it was a tough series for both of them to go 7 games, and then the playoffs, I think, was it 2 days later after their final game. And it definitely wears your team out. You can say what you want, but a 7-game series and then go right into another series with a team that's as quick as us, and when we play a fast game, it's definitely tough on your team. And I think that definitely had something to do with us winning, for sure.
Third row on the right.
Turk Ed Graney, Review Journal. If you go back, ask the players as to the trade deadline, he brought 2 people in, but he didn't make major changes because he said, I'm going for it. I assume he talked to you about the players and the moves he was going to make, but at that point, when he's bringing these 2 guys in the room and what they did in this series, you must look back and be thankful that he said, I'm going to go for it, and we're not making major changes.
Yeah, no, we knew we were going to do a few things at the trade deadline. There was no doubt about that. And, we had a good group. We were playing real well at the time, but you can never have enough defensemen, and you can never have enough depth, and that's what's really important, and that's why I went out and got a couple of guys, and it was good for a group, and like I said, you know, the guys keep battling, whoever's in our lineup's going to work hard and play hard, and we got no selfish people on our hockey team, and that's why we're going a long way right now.
We'll do two more questions. Back right.
David Shane, Review Journal. Can you just talk about Marc-Andre Fleury's play in this series and maybe what it meant to you guys to get to?
I don't know what I can say. He's been outstanding. He's been our best player. He competes every night. He battles every night. And he just gets ready for games. And like you said, you guys seen it all series long, not just in this series, but all playoffs long. When we need him for big saves, he comes up with them. And he's been a star for us.
Last question in the front.
You've got a little bit of time off. You don't know who your opponent is. There's got to be a little bit of celebration from you, right?
No, I'm just going to do the same stuff. I mean, I'm definitely going to relax. I mean, everybody's tired. These are grinding games and back-to-back and a lot of travel. So, you know, we'll probably take tomorrow off and the next day off and try and plan out a practice schedule to get ready for the first game. But there's no partying with me. It's just getting ready for the next series, and we're looking forward to that. It's going to be awesome. But we just got to make sure our players stay at the same level. It's one day at a time. It's one game at a time. And, you know, do the best we can.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.